got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Tuesday and you can get involved. Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. A doozy. Are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's law? Are you violating God's laws? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And in case you're running around, you got to do whatever you got to do. You got to go and fight against ICE because you don't want ICE picking up and deporting the illegal aliens, the criminals in America. You love the criminals more than you love the American citizen. So you got to go and protest or beat up or whatever you do. Or you got to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or you got to go work out. You can podcast a show and still listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. It is also amazing that it is Tuesday. Again. And Tuesday always remind us, at least me, of when America was amazing and when country music was country music.
My faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness.
holiness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. What the forgiveness is righteous, perfect peace. Anger is not righteousness. No righteousness in anger. A spiritual battle, folks. So I have a question. I have a question about courage. Do you have courage? Courage. How much courage do you have? And you can prove if you have courage or not. It's real easy to prove if you have courage or not. Do you have courage? I'm thinking maybe I should call in the experts. Hey, come and teach you if you can. And the Anchor Baby is already here. The Anchor Baby is the host of the American Anchor Baby Monday through Friday, right after the Hate Report, at 9, from 11 to 1 p.m., and then a little later on Fridays. And an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then over there is a Hate Report, the host of the Hate Report, Mondays through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, just before the American Anchor Baby, and an expert here on the show. Anchor Baby, do you have courage?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You have courage to turn on the mic.
Third time's a charm. Too scared.
I got, like a mustard seed or something. a little tiny bit.
What do you mean by that?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure, but I think I have some. I think I have some of that courage stuff.
You think because, you have courage?
Yeah, because.
Why do you think you have courage?
Because I find myself doing what I'm afraid to do anyways.
Doing what you're afraid to do?
Right.
Like what, for, if you can say, like what, for example. You do what
None
you're
of your
afraid
business.
Of.
No, I'm trying to think of one. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Amazing.
Stuff that takes courage. Like being honest. Or other things, like even things that are totally different from that as well.
Hey, do you have courage?
No.
So you don't love America, and now you don't have courage.
That's right.
And why do you say you don't have it?
I feel like I have a bad reason and I have a good reason.
Okay.
The bad reason is stuff does stop me. I mean, that feeling does stop me, that fear feeling.
All right.
And the good reason is I don't want to say.
No, I really want to know.
I know. Amazing. So you have a bad reason you don't have courage.
Right.
And a good reason that you don't have it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you have courage? What is courage?
I was gonna say bravery. That's why I'm hesitating. I don't have the courage to say what courage is.
Put on a brave face.
I think that it's not being swayed. I'm so halting today. Not being swayed by whatever you're feeling or thinking and whatever's going on around you. Like what Lindsey Graham had when he stood up for Brett Kavanaugh.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being reminded you only have faith like a mustard seed.
Right.
Not the courage.
Right. I wonder when she used that.
I read the Bible somewhere.
you read the Bible?
Sometimes, yeah.
You don't look like you read the Bible.
That's what you said about getting girls.
Right. how much courage do you have, Nick?
I'm going back to that mustard seed. I don't think of myself like I try to. Well, once you ask me, I guess I just think that I just I seem to have it at the right time. Sometimes I don't have it at the right time, but sometimes I do.
Derek said to James, you don't love America. Italians are not white, and you don't have courage. What? Why are you alive?
to bring down the network.
Amazing. Do you have courage to give up your depression? Do you have the courage to give up your fears? Do you have the courage to give up loneliness? Do you have the courage to give up anger? Do you have the courage to give up depression? Do you have courage to give up the need for love? Do you have the courage to give up your thrills? Do you have courage to give up your stresses? Do you have the courage to give up your need for love or anything? All of your wants. What do you say to that, Anchor Baby? Do you have the courage to give up any of those things?
Yeah, I think a little bit. And then a little bit goes a long way, and then you want more. And I don't know if I'm just, like, learning, because I'll find myself in darkness, and then I'll feel so silly because I'm like, wow, I can just come out of it. And but then seeing the doorway to come out,
right?
There's, like, a pull and a stress and a thrill and all that to not go through that door of just stop being in the dark. And it sounds like what you're saying, like, it sounds like it takes some courage to just, like, I don't have to go and make up for anything. I don't have to go and tell the world that I walked through the door. I don't have to prove it.
Right.
I just got to do it. So it's interesting you're using the word courage for that.
Real courage is to give up your false self, all of those things. To give up those things is real courage. Courage is not bullying somebody or gossiping or trying to hurt people, or your thrills. Courage is to give the things up. Do you have the courage to give up those things, Hake?
Deep down.
What does that mean?
I almost spit. I think I did spit. It just hasn't manifested yet, but it's in there. Meaning, I never mind. I think you get my point. That, not yet. Can I say that?
But it's in there somewhere?
Yeah.
The courage to give up those things? Amazing. I noticed, especially over the last year or so, that most people don't have the courage to give up those things. They're afraid to give them up. And it's interesting. Do you have the courage to go into that dark place in that room and sit in it and do nothing about it?
Oh, that's a question? Something to think about.
Something to think about?
Yeah.
Do you have courage, and you kind of mentioned it right now, Anchor Baby, to go into that dark place and stay there and do nothing about it but live in the darkness, close the door behind you, and live in the darkness? Yeah, do you have the courage to do that?
A tiny bit, I think. I think a tiny bit. And there's something about this. There's something about the like totality of it that I think James is talking about that I definitely think been thinking about for sure. But I think a shred. I've walked out that door and realized, wow, this is all I needed to do, and it's amazing.
Amazing. You want to add anything, Hank?
That people want like boredom, FOMO, fear of missing out. Sorry, I guess that's a young people's issue. I don't know. But those are like courage, if you will, to just bear with that.
Amazing.
Rather than.
So my question.
Entertaining yourself.
Rather than what?
Rather than entertaining yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. I disavow. Mm-hmm. No, I'm playing. I'm just reading your shirt. I want to know, do you have the courage? Do you have the courage to let go of those things? To give them up? Just give up your stress. Give up anger. A lot of people say all the time to me, I'm afraid. Well, who will I be, Jesse, if I don't have anger? Anger is a defense. It's not. They think that it is, but it's not. Who will I be if I gave up my thrills? You'll be a perfect peace. Do you have the courage to give up your depression? Do you have the courage to give up your trying to fit in or be like someone else? Do you have the courage to just stand alone when the whole world is against you? When all of your family members are against you, do you have the courage to just stand alone? You got to know yourself, or it's amazing what you're going to discover. Do you have the courage to recognize and accept there's no such thing as an I or me, except for conversation purposes, that there is no I, and give up I? I feel depressed. I am lonely. I am stressed. I am jealous. I am this. Do you have the courage to give all that up? Know yourself, and you have peace on earth. Others won't know that you have peace on earth, but you will know it. What?
There's a billboard up the street with that I think she's an actress, right? Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, sound for me.
And there's a quote on the billboard that reads, you know those billboards where that woman, that singer, country singer woman said, see the good in everybody.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Find the good. Well, this one says, and I thought it was nice maybe, my bravest thing, getting sober.
That doesn't take bravery.
I thought it was nice.
That's a coward.
Whatever. Now you're just piling on. I think I don't believe.
But if she gave up her reason for drinking, that's a courage.
Nice.
It's easy to stop drinking and then just find something else
found
to
it.
Escape on. That's not courage, Jimmy Lee, or Jamie Lee, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
The real courage is to give up the reason that you were drinking. Because she can give up drinking and then find something else to escape in. Amazing, huh?
Yep.
Do you disagree with that?
Nope.
But you said that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, because it kind of sounds like you're giving up some of what you're saying. Like you're...
Her hang-ups.
Her hang-ups. But it could also... you don't really know, is what you're saying. You don't really know how
and like
she did
Mimi
it, what's
was
going
saying,
on inside her.
Right. Mimi said in a meeting she was giving up the crying and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now she's eating like a pig. So she left one thing and escaped into something else.
That's not funny.
And too late, y'all laughed.
Oh, we're laughing with her.
Amazing.
Not at her.
Know yourself. I want to encourage you, do what you want. Finally, just say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to work on me. I'm going to put the effort and just work on me. And you'll be surprised when you discover who you really are. A spiritual battle. And it's going to get worse. The world gone crazy. Did you hear from NBC News that a grandfather, Jay, have you been to Yellowstone National Park?
I have.
You have gotten there?
Yep.
I think I went there once, or I went past it or something. But a grandfather was out on a walk with his grandson, was attacked by a charging bison.
Yep.
A bison. And thrown at least 8 feet into the air in Yellowstone National Park. Watch this.
Tonight, these are the heart-stopping moments. A grandfather was attacked by a bison at Yellowstone National Park. The dramatic video posted online by a professional photographer shows a bison, which can weigh more than 1,500 pounds, charging after the 65-year-old, flipping him into the air. You see the man and his grandchild stop to take photos of the bison. Seconds later, the massive mammal then charges, chasing the family around trees before the man is thrown multiple feet into the air, seriously injuring him.
The bison is like, what the? I'm trying to relax. And y'all up there taking my picture? I haven't even gotten up yet. What the? Amazing. Another video shows the bison running by tents before the attack.
Look out, bison!
Another video shows the bison running past tents at a campsite before the incident. The grandfather is lucky to be alive. Millions of people visit Yellowstone every year to see the park's famous wildlife. Unfortunately, this is not the first time we've seen bison charging tourists.
As for that 65-year-old, he was hospitalized and is recovering from his injuries. Yellowstone National Park warns people to keep at least 25 yards away from bison at all times, and if too close, you are warned to retreat immediately.
Amazing. What a story, huh?
That was hard to see. Well, I was like, can they show that?
Yeah, I saw it on the TV thing.
It was viral. It's been viral everywhere.
Yeah, I saw it on the local news as well, and they showed him going up in the air like that. But that was pretty good exercise for the grandfather, huh?
Yeah, if he were fitter slash younger, like a 65-year-old Jackie Chan could maybe handle that pretty well, maybe.
Jackie Chan is still alive?
But barely breathing. Yeah, he's still alive. He's like... I don't know. He's probably in his 60s or 70s.
Amazing. They said, one report, I don't know if it's true or not, said that one of the reasons the bison attack was it was in mating season time.
So that was a male bison?
I don't know. But they were, what's the difference between a bison and a buffalo?
Bison looks like what we're used to. A bison looks cooler than a buffalo, but we call them buffaloes, but they're bison.
Oh, a bison is a buffalo?
No, but we use the word interchangeably, I think.
Basically, buffaloes are only in Africa.
Buffaloes are only in Africa?
basically.
So why is
true buffalo are native to Africa and Asia, Cape buffalo and water buffalo, and they lack the humps. You know, the awesome thing on the, you see that? Look at that. Show the picture.
The one on the top is the American bison, and the one at the bottom.
The hump is kind of cropped out from our view, but.
Oh yeah.
The one all the way at the bottom
is the bison.
Is
a bison.
I mean the buffalo.
Yeah,
and
then those.
And the one in the middle is a cow.
Actually,
those are all buffalo.
Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to yell. It just came out. I don't have the courage not to yell.
They are buffaloes.
The one on top is a bison, but we used to call them buffalo.
Sure did. And why we stopped calling them buffalo and call them bison now?
You know, these smart intellectuals being like, actually, it's a bison.
And so...
they have that massive muscular hump on their shoulders.
That's the one that live in Africa?
The one on the right is the buffalo, the one in Africa. The one on the left is the bison.
The one way over there?
Yeah.
With the longhorn.
Yeah.
That's a buffalo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the one on the left is a...
a bison.
A bison in America.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bison live in North America and Europe. They feature their large shoulder humps that are muscular, and they support their big old heads, and they have thick beards.
That's amazing.
Cold adapted. They thrive in snowy environments, shedding thick coats in the summer. Whereas buffalo live in hot tropical climates with shorter hair year round.
The
per AI.
Derek said he feels like he can douse that bison. I guess because he's black and he's from Africa, he can run fast.
Yeah, he's used to escaping buffalo in his gene memories.
Ancestral memory.
Amazing. What a mess. Have you ever seen one?
Oh, yeah. We saw them when we went to, didn't get out of the car, to Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, you did not
park.
Get out? You just drove through the park?
As I recall, yeah. You might have gotten out like... one time. Because I mix up Yellowstone with Yosemite. Which one has Old Faithful? The geysers?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What's Old Faithful?
It's a geyser. You know, it spits up the hot water.
Yellowstone. Wikipedia.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Can you...
and that's in Wyoming, huh? And
correct.
Yosemite is just in California.
Can you hear his grandchildren?
Hey.
What's that called?
A old geyser. Faithful.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Old Faithful is the name of this big old geyser. A geyser that spits water out of the ground.
Can you see him, his grandchildren saying, "Grandpa, tell me about the good old days"? And he's like, "Well, come here. Let me tell you about the day I got thrown in the air by bison."
Yeah, like a rag doll.
What a mess!
I heard he was in good spirits even after the injury. That's what I read.
That's a good grandpa.
Yeah,
and that he was wondering if it was his fault because he really didn't want
maybe
it to be.
Maybe my fault.
I would have. If that's happening to you, it's your fault. Basically, is how I feel.
It might be my fault.
But yeah, that bison was animated.
Yeah.
He was running around through the
He wasn't
campground.
Playing around.
I didn't even know they could camp there.
888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Wasn't so hazy. It's Country and Western Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. Do you have the courage to walk out of your own prison? Do you have the courage to be free? Do you have the courage? Announcement, the Women's Forum is this Thursday night. It is the third Thursday of the month already. Happy White History Month. I cannot believe it. It's that fast. This Thursday night, ladies, this third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m., come on down. And the ladies are truly leaving that basement and going all the way up to the 50th floor and beyond. Enduring to the end. They are enduring and they are committed. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Do you have the courage to give up your depression, your stress? We have the best counseling service on this side of the planet. By phone, Skype, or in-house. Anywhere around the world, family, individual counseling. If you need counseling and want counseling, you may only need one, maybe two sessions. Some people like follow-up, but you don't have to have them if you really want to be free. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, all right? And be patient because my counseling sessions are really, really busy, but they'll get you in as soon as possible. They will. She will, so don't yell at her. She's doing her best, all right? 800-411-BOND or rebuildingtheman.com for appointment. And the meeting's later this Thursday is at 7 p.m. every Thursday of the month for ladies only. Men's Forum, the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., all right? And I do shout-outs for you as well, personal shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, shout-out, wedding shout-out, encouragement, congratulations, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. I would do them myself. It is a spiritual battle. It is not physical. And if you wanted to, you can have real courage. Real courage is not yelling at people, getting angry at people or yourself, or judging and carrying on. Real courage is not to do those things. Know yourself. The beginning of freedom is to truly know you. All right? It's a mess in the world, and you can be in the world but not of it, if you want to. You can truly, truly overcome the world and live right here in perfect peace, if you want to. Entertainment Tonight is reporting that Justin Baldoni breaks silence over his year-long legal battle with It's In With Us co-star Blake Lively. So apparently this is a TV show or movie I've never even heard of. But he finally breaks his silence about this situation he's been going through with her. In a video message alongside his wife, Emily, the couple opened up about the trauma their families had suffered since Blake accused Justin of sexual harassment. This is from Today and Entertainment Tonight.
This morning, actor Justin Baldoni and his wife Emily breaking their silence in a rare Instagram post.
So we have not spoken publicly for the better part of the last 2 years. And it's not because we haven't had anything to say,
right?
Because Lord knows we have.
Lord knows.
But it just felt like every time we went to make a video like this, we wanted to speak, something was telling us not to.
And this feels like the moment.
The couple says gratitude is what's kept them going throughout their long legal battle with actress Blake Lively, who sued Baldoni and his production company in 2024 for orchestrating what she called a smear campaign against her after she accused Baldoni of sexual harassment on the set of their film It Ends With Us. Baldoni has consistently denied these claims.
What I will say is that there have been so many painful things that have been spoken and to existence.
Untruthful.
Over the last couple years.
And the facts have spoken for themselves.
Earlier this year, a district judge tossed out most of Lively's claims, including harassment, defamation, and conspiracy.
The results? A surprise settlement between the two, less than a month before they were set to go to trial.
Does Justin feel vindicated?
He's got mixed emotions. It's kind of a feeling of this is what should have happened from the beginning.
Amazing. It's amazing what women do to men. It is mind-blowing. And they have been given permission to do it to men. And men have been told not to fight back. It's mind-blowing. So, and if you notice, it doesn't matter your color, whether you're black man, white man, whatever color, Mexican man, men are under attack. And they're under attack because it is a spiritual battle. And the spirit of the woman hate the spirit of the man. Hate it with a passion. Have no love for them at all. And if you are not catering to them, they will destroy you. And then if you stop catering, they will destroy you until they try to overcome. They will try to destroy you if you don't know what's going on, if you don't understand. So despite of the settlement in this particular situation, despite no settlement payout, a judge recently ruled that the Baldonian production company must cover Lively's legal fees. This doesn't even make sense to me, but whatever. Why this?
We are healing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been through something traumatic, you know that healing isn't linear. It looks different every day.
No money was exchanged between the two, and Blake's motion for a reported $160 million in damages denied.
This was about standing up and exposing these systems, not allowing it to happen in the future.
The judge, however, did decide Blake is entitled to have her attorney fees and costs covered from the $400 million defamation suit against her, which was dismissed by a federal judge last year. Justin's actually not on the hook. It'll be his production company, Wayfarer Studios, footing the bill instead. The price tag, per Blake, $8 million.
Blake stood up for herself and others in the workplace and said, I'm being sexually harassed and I'm seeing that others are as well, and that should not be happening. As a result of her making those statements, they falsely filed this defamation action against her.
I think it's impossible for Ms. Lively to take responsibility for any part of her actions.
Amazing. Heaven is not earth. A man is not God. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's amazing what human beings do to each other. Human beings created in the image of God. And there's no love. It's all about the thrill. Christ said that He has overcome the world, and so can you. If you had the courage to give up your depression, to give up your fears, to give up your stresses, your loneliness, your anger, your resentments, your emotions, if you had the courage to give all that up, you will overcome the world. And people say, well, Jesse, I don't want to, I won't have fun if I give all my thrills up. What the? That doesn't even make sense, right? But they think thrills are fun. It's fun. It's like when that politician expired the other day. What was her name, Senator something?
Who again?
The politician that expired.
Oh, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, it's like when Lindsey Graham expired the other day. There were people who got thrills from being excited that he was dead, that he had expired. Isn't that amazing? Whoa. Unto the man or the woman that celebrates someone else's misery, that celebrates someone else's misery. You have no idea what you're doing to yourself. Because truly, what you do to yourself, I mean to others, you're doing it to yourself. And they were like celebrating. They were glad that he expired. It wasn't enough that they disagreed with his politics. But they have no love. They only have thrills. If you want real fun in life, there's a real life way of having fun. You got to let all your thrills go. Then you will have real fun. You're not having fun in life right now. You call misery fun. That's not fun. One other quick report, then I get to your calls and super chats. AF, apparently older women are having children. Women over 40. Isn't that too old to be having? Don't the baby come out like retarded or something? Deformed? Or if you have a baby, we like really old. Well, maybe not.
I don't know. There can be problems with the man being old. Leads to more instances of autism, I heard. If the man is older. And the woman, she can have problems too. Or the kid can have problems too, I think.
I thought the rule is women should have babies in their 20s. In their 18, 19, 20, and so that the baby has a chance of being healthy.
Down syndrome raises significantly with maternal age per AI. Brave AI.
AI don't know everything.
Pregnancy complications, miscarriage is higher likelihood, and stillbirth. Premature birth, low birth weight, diabetes, high blood pressure.
With older women?
Children. Studies suggest children of older women, older mothers, may face higher risks of those things.
AI post.
Including later life issues.
As they get older?
Yeah, the children grow up to have diabetes or high blood pressure. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, according to AF Post, a visual capitalist, while overall U.S. fertility rate have fallen for decades, birth among women over 40 are moving in the opposite direction, rising education level, delayed marriage, and high housing costs have all contributed to a growing share of women waiting longer to have children. And we have a picture of an old woman that's pregnant. Is that right?
That doesn't look like that old of a woman, but she might well be over 40.
Where it says, it says
they look
over
young.
40. So she has to, I guess she's an example of over 40, right?
Right, probably.
And she's pregnant.
She's pregnant?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, you see her holding her stomach. Thankfully, the words are covering over the pregnant belly.
Women over 40 are having more babies.
Sorry, James.
For the first time.
Traumatizing. Can they show that? That's worse than the bison throwing the man.
She's a so-called actress. Sometimes women be walking down the road and they be pregnant and they have their bare stomach hanging out like a fat cow. I remember women would never do that beforehand. They would cover that up. I'm like, what the? The world gone crazy. So over 40, they are having babies now. If women were to not go to work and go back to their normal state of being, there would be more jobs available for men, and the housing prices and everything would be at a reasonable cost. The world gone crazy. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Truth for Jesus bought a coffee saying Truth for Jesus bought a coffee saying Truth for Jesus bought a coffee.
Amazing. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus says, Happy White History Month. Today we celebrate Frank Canova, who invented the smartphone, and Steve Jobs, who took it to a whole new level. So next time you spewing anti-white rhetoric on social media, thank a white man.
Amazing. Thank you. Why, here's the moment.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Shout out. Frank Canova.
Right on.
Never heard of him.
Oh, you haven't?
I hadn't.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But yeah. And he's still alive. Right on. 69
still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Amazing.
Thank you, Truth for Jesus. Elise, 8 coffees. Have a blessed week, Jesse. Just received your Rebuilding the Family t-shirt. It amazing.
Amazing. Right on. Check out our merch. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing merch.
All the way from Canada, by the way. About your last biblical question about do you love America living here in Canada? I can't understand how someone living in the United States hate the country, United States. I would trade my Canadian citizenship on a heartbeat, LOL. The idea of your society was built by real men of God, Christians, he says.
White men of God, with the help of God. Isn't that amazing? And thank you, by the way. But it's also amazing. I saw a report, maybe last night or maybe this morning, We're in New York. New York is going to hell in a handbasket now that they have elected that Mondami guy. It's a lot of the wealthy people are leaving. And Mondami doesn't seem to care at all. And then Mondami, according to the report, are putting in Muslim people in position of authority. Tell me that's not a takeover. Allah Wahba religion is not taking over America. They see us as the big Satan. And they see Israel as the little Satan. And their whole mission is to destroy the big Satan. And unfortunately, citizens of this country from within is helping to be destroyed. That's mind-blowing to me. Forgive them, they cannot see. These people are literally taking over America. And this communist thing is everywhere now. And they're like openly talking about Free Palestine and all that mess. I would suggest you wake up before it's too late. It's up to you. But thank you. Amazing.
Elise says, and today you guys have hands down the best president in history. And did you know he has the highest IQ compared to the previous one? What does the Great White Hope have to say today?
I don't know of any other president. Was there ever any other president as smart as Trump?
There may have been, but probably before I was born. Long before I was born.
Maybe Abraham Lincoln.
That's a touchy one. People may disagree with you heavily. That's Why? A very controversial one.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Why?
Southerners, I know some Southerners who think he was the worst president
Why?
In history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He didn't let them secede.
Amazing.
For every one new regulation,
back off a little bit.
Two old regulations must be eliminated.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. They didn't like him because he didn't secede?
No, he didn't let them secede
what
from the Union. They wanted to become independent
right.
from the federal government.
The South?
Yeah.
Right.
They wanted to be independent, and he didn't let them.
Why not?
They went to war. Because he said, a house divided against itself shall not stand.
Oh, that makes sense.
Maybe. It might be. It might make sense. But thank you. I don't know if he was smart or not.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. Don't know if you're familiar with the late actor Sam Neill, Jurassic Park movies. He passed away at age 78. May his soul rest in peace. Great actor. Of course, original 1993 Jurassic Park. It's clearly a classic. One of my favorite movies of all time. Thanks, Mike Young.
Amazing. I wasn't aware of that, Mike, but may his soul rest in peace. But I was not aware of that.
I thought he was younger than that, but...
How old?
78 per Mike Young.
Amazing.
Rest in peace.
I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and the remainder of your super chat. The hate news is coming out. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Storms coming in Texas, I heard, tomorrow, or Thursday, actually, which is the first Thursday of the month. It's the Women's Forum, ladies, here at Bond in Los Angeles, not to be confused with Texas. But there may be some flooding over in Texas, so watch out, Texas people. Maybe you guys already know more than I do. Iran ceasefires collapses, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. And there have been ICE shootings. Not just Houston, where a man was killed, and it seemed like it might have been justified, although he may not have known who they were, but I don't know. But also in Maine. In Maine. Rest in peace. A couple of, well, that guy might not have been full-blown illegal. He wasn't the target. Neither of these guys were the target of the stops, although one, his van looked like the van of the other guy who was the target. But yeah, I guess they didn't act right, and they tried to use, according to ICE, their cars as vehicles as weapons, which is unwise, uncivilized, if true. Rest in peace. Inflation's not going away, per CNN, and libs trying to stop CNN's parent's manager. Their parent company, I guess, is Warner Brothers Discovery, which may merge into Paramount. All the libs are trying to stop it, like Rob Bonta of California. Not the best person in the world, I don't think. But who am I? Hake. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster selected Senator Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordone. Graham, I guess, is her maiden name, and Nordone is her married name, I guess. And congratulations, she's going to serve out, I guess, the interim of Lindsey Graham's Senate stint, if you will, or term, or maybe not the full term. I don't know. They're going to try to replace him for a little quick election, maybe. I don't understand it. But congratulations, I guess, Darlene Graham Nordone. Hope you vote like him or better. Lindsey, rest in peace, Lindsey Graham. This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday. It is the July 14th, AD 2026. There's one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now. Old, young or old. All right. Even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right. Question, comment, disagreement. Just saying hi, I guess, maybe. All right? Nice. 888-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, slow-moving storms could drop a summer's worth of rain over parts of Texas just this week. Downpours heavy enough to trigger flash flooding through Thursday. The threat comes about a year after the devastating floods that killed 130 people, including 27 girls and counselors at Camp Mystic. Did you know it didn't just kill the girls and counselors? I forgot about the counselors. I only remembered the girls. But it had killed 130 people. Wow. Remember that thing? Anyway, Iran's ceasefire collapsed, according to CNN. The U.S. launched its third night of strikes across Iran. President Trump notified Congress that military action there has resumed. The U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports will resume 4 p.m. Eastern time Tuesday. Today, right? 1 Pacific. Trump suggested a 20% cargo fee for the Strait of Hormuz as shipping traffic has slowed and oil prices jumped. But Trump is making it safe for everybody. Although one of my callers was trying to say it's not going to be safe because Iran has drones and they're going to bother and sink ships or something. I don't know. ICE shootings within a week. Lorenzo Salgado Araujo in Houston, and Joan, Joan, J-O-A-N, I don't know how to pronounce that name necessarily, since it is sort of Spanish, Sebastian Guerrero, in Biddeford, Maine, became the third and fourth people fatally wounded by federal agents as a result of our greatest president Trump's immigration crackdown and their apparent unwise behavior. Perhaps. What a mess. I'm James Hake, JLP.
That's why his history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's white history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question for this week, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's law? An amazing question for those men and women who want to know themselves. Most don't, but some do. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Are you violating God's laws, right? JesseLeePeterson.show. And if you're out and about and you want to, you got to run around, but you love to listen, but you got to run around, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone. As it is happening, it's been made possible. Podcast and call the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me. coffee.com/JOP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday again.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Amazing, huh? It's not any isms at all. No isms. It's either right or wrong. Did you hear that the president is bombing Iran again? Apparently, they're not holding to the agreement they made. And the president's been saying the Great White Hope has been, and happy White History Month, by the way. July is White History Month. I do want to hear your White History moments, your White History heroes, your White History period. All right? Apparently, they had tried to make an agreement with Iran that you cannot have a nuclear weapon, nuclear bomb. And And according to the report, Iran cannot be trusted. Remember when Obama was giving them all that money back and they built the bombs rather than getting rid of them. And so apparently they didn't know, they don't really understand who they're dealing with in the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, right? And so they tried to make this agreement. And as soon as they came to some type of agreement, Iran started bombing again or attacking the ships or something. And now the president is bombing them to La La Land, Alu Aaba Land. And it's amazing. And I don't know. I'm not on the inside, so I'm neither for or against this bombing over there in Iran, but I do know I trust the Great White Hope. I believe that he is putting America first as no other president has ever done. He loved this country. He loved the people of the country. And we paid him. We hired him to do a job, protect America, not only within America, but around the world. And with all the attacks that are coming up on him, as a matter of fact, it's been reported that not only has the president been attempted to take his life here in America, Iran not happy with him either. They're saying that there are threats on his life. He's like, all right, you hurt me, you're going to pay the price for it. He is just not backing down. I would recommend, but do what you want. In the morning, you should thank God and then thank you, Mr. President, because we have never had anyone, as far as I know, I've been around, that would really go all the way for the USA first. In spite of the opposition here at home and over yonder. So thank you, Mr. President. USA Today, President Donald Trump said the United States will hit Iran hard on Tuesday after a day of bombing by the U.S. military on Monday. That's from USA Today. And so not only is the president fighting outside of the country for the country, he's fighting on the inside. Some of you might remember that the Democrats allowed all these illegals to come into our country. They had just open borders. They didn't care. And they were coming in from around the world. No one knew who they were or what they were bringing with them. Or really why they were coming, because some came not because they wanted the best for America. And the Biden administration just let them in. And now the president is cleaning it up in spite of the opposition inside the country. You would think that all American citizens would be in support of deporting illegals, because the Democrats only want them here, and the right of Republicans, too, only for votes. They don't care the misery that they bring upon the American citizens. They just want them here for the votes. But the president said, no. We got to put America first, come hell or high water. And he's not giving up. He is fighting for the country, whether the country like it or not. And I think most Americans do. They appreciate what's happening. Did you hear that? We tried to play this the other day, but there was a problem with the soundbite. an illegal alien Mexican man in Houston who lived in the U.S. for 35 years was killed by ICE during a traffic stop last Tuesday. This is from Fox 26 Houston. A man was shot and killed by an immigration and customs enforcement officer in Houston, Texas on Monday. I mean on Tuesday, my bad, on Tuesday. Watch this from NBC News.
From San Antonio to Washington, calls for an independent investigation into the death of 52-year-old Lorenzo Salgado Araujo growing louder.
Our community cannot stand for this!
Araujo was driving this white van Tuesday and being tailed by two dark SUVs. Moments later, he was on the ground dying after being shot by ICE agents. Now, leaders in Houston say they'll meet with the FBI to try to access the evidence as demands for answers mount. At a vigil in Houston today, Araujo's son not backing down.
And I will continue to keep fighting for him.
Proud of you.
Amid heartbreak and fear.
It could be me. It could be my mom.
Araujo was not who ICE was looking for, lawmakers say. DHS says officers saw the van and an individual who resembled the target, and that Araujo weaponized his vehicle and tried to hit an officer who fired in self-defense, something the other men inside the van tell their attorney didn't happen.
Do you believe that the ICE officers are lying about what happened?
Yeah, well, we certainly now have conflicting testimony. I'm not prepared to say today that it's all lies, but it sure is looking that way.
Tonight, DHS is leading the investigation. Good. Border Czar Tom Homan with this message.
We got to let the investigation play out.
Absolutely. They need to send these females who are protesting against ICE. They need to send them when they collect the illegal aliens. They need to put those females on the airplane or the bus, however they're sending them back, and send them over there with them. Really. It's ridiculous. You get in the way of the law during this job, the law is going to win. You fight the law, and the law will win. They're questioning ICE. Who's going to lie the most, ICE or illegal aliens? And why, if it's true that this guy was running, trying to escape in his van, why was he trying to escape if he wasn't, if he's not here illegally? Why not have a wait and see? I never imagined seeing something like this in a Christian country. The citizens are fighting to protect the illegal aliens. And even according to CBS 8, the so-called president over there in Mexico says that Mexican foreign ministry is preparing legal action against the U.S.
Salgado's family and local immigrant rights groups are calling for an independent investigation into the homicide. Meanwhile, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says her country's foreign ministry is now preparing legal action against the U.S.
Amazing. So if these people are here illegally, what type of legal action do you have against the USA? And why don't you keep your people at home, lady? Why don't you keep your people at home in Mexico? And you wouldn't be having this problem then. She's going to prepare legal against America. You better be quiet or Trump won't help you anymore. What the? They are fighting to keep illegals in America, lawbreakers. And I don't care if they've been here 1,000 years. If they're here illegally, they're still criminals. They should not be in America. New York Times, the family of the man killed by ICE is pushing for independent investigation.
I am calling for a full investigation into the events that transpired yesterday, July 7th. He did not deserve to die. He did not deserve to be reduced to a headline of Mexican man shot and killed by ICE. I stayed on site for hours, talking to officers and or anyone who can give me any answers. I learned of my father's passing from a news report on social media, not the hospital, not law enforcement. Through a collective effort from local organizations and elected officials, we got answers. My father's death was confirmed.
Say hello, say it clear. Immigrants are welcome here.
What happened to taking the murderers out? What happened to taking the rapists out? What happened to taking the drug dealers down? Not innocent people. That's not what you said, President Trump. You didn't say that.
But was this guy illegal, the one that ran?
The one in Houston, I believe he was illegal. He was not the target of their stop, although he had a van that looked like theirs, as I recall from the reporting that I'd read. But yeah, he was illegal. He was there illegally. He was what I read is he was in the process of getting his work permit, but he was on his way to work with his team.
Really?
Yep.
And Darren just wrote a whole bunch of writing.
Yeah, elpais.com. Sounds like Mexico. President Claudia Sheinbaum's government has announced they will file a criminal complaint against ICE, the U.S. Immigration Enforcement Agency, over the deaths or killings of at least 17 Mexican migrants who died either while in ICE custody or during ICE raids.
So if these people are here illegally, how is Sheinbaum, whatever her name is, going to do some stupid stuff like that? She should be telling the president, you need me to send over an airplane to pick these folks up for you?
Yeah.
What the?
She's a liberal, apparently.
What a mess.
You know, they claim Priscilla from Houston, I believe, had bought that coffee last week, and I'd mentioned it a couple of days, that ICE was in unmarked vehicles, and they didn't have their lights on their vehicles or anything like that. But I'm kind of for that, because ICE, these people are known to run from La Migra. These illegals are known to run from them. And right. So ICE kind of needs that element of surprise.
Oh, Priscilla, you say?
Yeah.
So she was saying that ICE was in an unmarked car?
Yeah, and ICE, they didn't have their uniforms are not clearly displaying who they are.
And are she saying that they should be?
Well, not necessarily, but she was saying that the man in Houston who was trying to get away from them or weaponizing the thing,
right,
weaponizing his car to ram into them, he was trying to avoid a robbery, according to her. But she can't really read his mind, nor can anybody else. We don't know what he was thinking.
Why would, if he were trying to avoid a robbery, why would he, if it's true, allegedly, use his car to run to the police? I mean, run into him like that.
Well, her claim is that, and a lot of these people are saying that they didn't know that they were police.
That man wouldn't think about no robbery.
I know. They don't usually do, this is not South Africa. They do rob, but they more sneak and rob rather than hijack a vehicle that's on the road.
Yeah, Priscilla. Priscilla just assuming that.
Yeah, and she supports ICE, Priscilla from Houston.
Right, but she's assuming that's what's the problem.
Yeah. But it's, it's these gray area cases where you don't know the specifics. Yeah. That's how they try to get you. They get the fair-minded people to go on their side.
And so I don't understand why anyone... So Priscilla's not disagreeing that the car should be unmarked and the uniform should not be clear.
And she didn't comment on whether or not they should be. She was just explaining that because of that situation, he may not have known who they were.
But still, you don't run like that.
Yeah.
What a mess. I can't get past these females out there, along with these weak beta males, fighting against the law. That should be illegal.
Yeah. But they act like Renee Good was in the right.
Where's Renee now?
In heaven.
I rest my case.
And Alex Preti.
Where's Alice now?
In heaven.
I rest my case.
Everybody's in heaven.
I know. I was going to say, everybody think that everybody going to heaven or going to heaven when they die, except baby Jessica's daddy.
And now these two recent cases, Houston and Maine.
Do you think people go to hell or heaven when they die?
I don't want to think about that.
Why not?
Because I'm afraid everybody's going to hell. A lot of people, mostly.
Well, the way you live your life is the way you end your life. And when you end your life, that's where you stay. So if you die with no love, of course you're going to stay in hell. You die with love, you're going to stay in heaven. Amazing. I have one other story, then I will get to some calls and stuff. All right, there's Super Chat. Of these illegals. I really, really respect the president for I respect the president for not giving up or giving in and protecting us. When America, especially millennials and Z's, they have never seen anyone stand up for America like this. So it's good for them that they see that. Fox 4 is reported that, speaking of the immigration situation, Fox 4 is reported that a federal immigration officer shot and killed a driver in Maine this morning. This is Fox 4.
Louder, hey, we won't be silent while our friends are gunned down.
Late into Monday evening, growing tension in Biddeford, Maine, just south of Portland. As the sun set, a growing memorial along this fence in town. Protesters in outrage. Also swarming the office of Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins. The streets of Biddeford picked up in activity Monday after gunfire just after 7 a.m. Blurry surveillance video from after the shooting shows a white sedan driving slowly, making multiple circles at this intersection. Two law enforcement officers can be seen on both sides of the sedan as it continues to go in a circle. Eventually, a white SUV with red and blue lights collides with the white sedan and it stops. A witness watched from his home.
ICE agent got out, tried to open the door, and had a difficult time, but eventually opened it and pulled the guy out. His face was bloody, his head was bloody. And I clearly heard the victim say, "I tried to stop." Clearly heard him say that.
Amazing. Who is behind these people that they can organize so fast and get out there with signs and things? It's like, who is behind this? Who is behind this mess? And why? Is it communism? Do they really want to vote and to destroy America? Because these things are like well organized. These people show up with signs and everything. According to Homeland Security, the driver of this incident was attempting to flee the scene.
12 hours after the shooting, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security posted a statement on social media that ICE was surveilling an address for a person with a final order of removal. When ICE tried to stop a vehicle leaving that address, quote, "The vehicle attempted to flee the scene, and fearing for public safety, an officer discharged their weapon. The driver was struck and later died." While authorities have not publicly identified the driver, immigrant rights groups identified the victim as a 26-year-old Colombian who had been cleared to legally work in the U.S. Maine Senator Angus King said the Homeland Security Secretary told him the man killed was not the intended target of the operation. But DHS claims the man weaponized his vehicle.
"I watched a wife fall to her knees looking at her husband's dead body on the ground. I watched a little girl crying with a little pink backpack on because she's never going to see her father again."
The Maine deadly shooting comes less than a week after an ICE agent in Houston killed 52-year-old Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a Mexican national, on his way to work.
Amazing. That the lady from Maine, she's up for re-election, right?
Susan Collins. Yep.
Right. She's a Republican.
Yeah. That Graham Plattner guy bowed out of the race against her. And so some other person guy, I think, is going up against her.
Susan Collins is a poor excuse of a Republican.
Yeah, I always considered her quite a bit of a rhino. Sometimes hit, but mostly miss, if you will.
I've never heard of her standing up for anything that was good for America.
Have you heard of anything? I vaguely feel like, you know, you used to write for WorldNet Daily?
Right.
I felt like they or somebody was for something that her, stand with her about something 10 years ago. 12.
She's a poor, pitiful excuse of a, what is she, a senator or something?
Yeah.
Why is it that she has not been voted out already?
Once you get in, it's hard to get them out, I guess, because then you have the name recognition, and New England is really bad.
Oh, it is?
I think so. You know how we weren't the biggest fans of Lindsey Graham?
Right.
And yet that was the South, and the South kept on reelecting him and Mitch McConnell and these guys whom we oftentimes have been considering them rhinos. Well, New England is like, you saw those whites up there, they're like liberal.
But I was thinking that because it was a white country, part of the country, that it would be more conservative than that. It's cold up in there, right?
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't really mind if a Democrat beat Lindsey. What's her name?
Susan Collins.
Susan Collins. I don't mind if a Democrat beat her out. Because she's never really, really stood for the Republican Party anyway. And to me, that's amazing. But I'm just blown away, really, folks, with the protests against ICE doing its job. When the law doesn't get out there to do the job, you get mad because crime gets worse. And when they do go out there to do the job, you get in the way. A spiritual battle. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone call, Super Chat. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Of heaven and the warning of hell. But take heed where you ramble, or too soon you will go way up on the hillside where the new flowers grow. Well, he met in the springtime, sun sinking low. Two star-crossed lovers in the still-melting snow, where the loving was easy and the courting was brief. There they called her a beauty, they called him quiet of the evening, they'd steal away where the laughter would flow and the fiddle would play. Well, the folks called it wrong, but hell, it seemed all right in the sun-painted picture. Day turned to night. Come up on the hillside, we'll have a time. If you'll bring the kisses, honey, I'll bring the wine. Keep your heart guarded, or too soon it'll fall. When one walks back home, honey, only one knows it all. Well, she walked up the hillside alone one day, and the heart is a hunch, always knows of its prey. And her father's old pistol hanging loose by her side. When she aimed once, she never shot twice. Well, the air was so still, and the sky was so blue. Before she could see them, the laughter she knew. She heard two shots ring out down in the town. There was three on the hillside, but only one headed down. I was just a baby.
Okay, welcome back. I had to take a break, a quick break. Sorry. Welcome back. It's a beautiful morning in L.A. The sunshine is bright. It is summertime. And the living is easy. Okay, announcement. The hate report coming up, of course, at 9 a.m. this morning. And after the hate report, the American anchor baby. The American anchor baby from 11, right after the hate report, to 1. Check out our merch. Happy White History Month, by the way. July is White History Month. I do want to hear your hero stories of the men, whomever it is, that are amazing in building America. The Anchor Baby show is right after the hate report from 11 to 1 p.m. And check out Bill on Punchy TV. Every Wednesday, Bill on Punchy TV does a brand new episode, live episode at 2 p.m. So check out Bill. You don't want to miss it. You can podcast as well, PUNCHIE.TV. And we are celebrating 250 years of America. Not only are we celebrating White History Month, our ninth year, but we're celebrating 250 years of America. And as a result, and to show our appreciation, they have put my face on a silver coin. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Call 800-411-BOND. It's a good investment. Silver is good investment. And every dime goes back to doing the work here. So thank you in advance. We also have Punchy's Coffee. We have mugs and White History Month t-shirts, by the way. White History Month mugs and t-shirt. It's still not too late for your White History merch. And t-shirts and all kind of stuff. Tote bags and goodies. It's amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? And thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. It's time to wake up, folks. It's time to wake up. A lot of people, I hear everywhere I go now, a lot of talk about the, and then I get to some calls and sukha, but a lot of talk about the upcoming election and the fact that socialist, communist people are taking over America. They're literally taking over, and they're out, it's like, they're not hiding the fact that they're socialists. And what they're doing is telling the American people that we're going to give you free stuff. Free houses, free health care, free everything. And the people are falling for it. Americans are falling for this idea that you're going to get free stuff. They have done that to the blacks for the last 70 years. That's one of the ways that the so-called civil rights people were able to draw the blacks in by telling them, by giving them welfare. Welfare under when the so-called civil rights movement started, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the black. They gave black people, they gave them, vote for the Democrats, you're going to get free welfare, free money. But you can't have a father in the home. And the blacks fell for it. And look what happened under the idea of getting free stuff. Now they're telling the whole country that we're going to give you free stuff and America there are many, especially millennials, and I guess some Z's, who are believing they literally are going to get some free stuff. Who going to pay for the free stuff? Nothing is free. But they're falling for it. They are believing it. At least a lot of the folks. It's going to be interesting, especially representing the Democratic Party. It's going to be interesting to see the outcome of this election, to see if people really, I mean, they voted in Mandami. They voted in those Alawaba people up there in Michigan. They voted in Alawaba people in New York like crazy. How did this happen? And why? Well, I've been hearing a lot about in these universities, they're teaching these people to be socialists. You hear that more than anything. It's not pretty, folks. You got to overcome this fear. You got to start getting involved before it is too late. Because once these people get in, ain't no turning around. Ain't no stopping them now. They're on the move. You have American citizens voting out there protesting ICE stopping the illegals. I just got a text from a friend. He says that even President Reagan said that it was better getting something instead of getting nothing. You need the Republicans in office instead of the Democrat, any Democrat. At least the person will have to listen and have some influence of have some influence of fellow Republicans. I guess referring to Susan Collins. I don't get Susan Collins. Brave Susan Collins voted with Trump 94% of the time, did she?
That's according to a CQ roll call analysis of her 2025 votes. Slightly higher than the approximate 90% alignment during his first term.
Is President Trump supporting her to get back into re-election?
What's that?
She's up for re-election, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is the president supporting that?
I don't know. Rand Paul and Lisa Murkowski supported Trump less frequently than Susan Collins.
Rand Paul and Lisa?
Lisa Murkowski.
She's no good either.
Yeah.
What state is she from? Which state?
Is she the Alaska one or is she the... Yeah, Alaska. Since 2002.
So Reagan said that it was better at least get a Republican in than any Democrats because if the Democrats get in, just over completely.
Yeah.
But this woman you just mentioned.
Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski?
Susan, she was no good too, either.
Yeah, I didn't like either one of them. They're too willing to work with the Democrats on, like, bad stuff in a bad way. How you kind of have to compromise a little?
Yeah.
Well, these gals compromise way too much.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like they were not true Republicans at all.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that
Trump did endorse her.
He did.
June 11th, he endorsed Susan Collins despite their history of disagreements. He called her a sane woman and a respected person during an event at the White House.
He was just playing.
explicitly saying she has his full support. Now, this is brave AI. Info may be false. If I'm saying it, don't believe it. Anyway,
they don't have.
She's not my best friend at all, he admitted.
They don't have any other Republican. Is she the only one up there? In Maine?
Probably.
They don't have any other person to run?
Nobody who can primary her, apparently. He described Graham Plattner, her opponent, who before he withdrew, right?
Right.
As a thug and a phony.
Amazing.
So, yeah, I would imagine that he would want to support her over him.
So the only choice in Maine is Susan. Don't they have young people up there who are conservative? What the? That's amazing. 888-775-3773. I remember when Reagan was president. I wasn't really into politics then as much. And I remember hearing how he's the one that started this whole amnesty thing. Right?
No, I don't think that's a fair assessment. I feel like the illegals been here.
They were here before Reagan, but Reagan decided, let's get him amnesty.
He did give an amnesty under a lot of pressure and for a deal in exchange for border enforcement, as I recall. He did not start the concept of immigration amnesty, nor was he the first to use it, according to Google AI.
But if I don't remember clearly, but if I remember correctly, he made this deal for amnesty because the Democrats promised to cooperate with him for some other reason, but they didn't keep their word.
Yeah, they were going to do border security.
Oh.
But they never did.
So they made a fool out of Reagan.
Yeah, as I recall, he expressed regret later in life for that amnesty.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's not the first. There was an Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952 that contained provisions that allowed the Attorney General to adjust the status of certain classes of, they call them undocumented immigrants. This is AI talking. It's liberal.
AI liberal?
Yeah, AI is extremely liberal.
So why do you use it?
Because I have no other choice.
Oh.
Everything is liberal.
So AI is not conservative?
Not in the least. Not even Grok.
Really?
Right.
Why conservative people don't make stuff? Create stuff.
Oh, we have. I don't know. Even Elon Musk, because Elon Musk made Grok, I guess.
But he's conservative now. But not at first.
Yeah, and then they have to rely on reporting, textbooks, and all that stuff. And all that's written by liberals, biased liberals, who are not honest. Mostly. Shout out. Info may be false.
What a mess.
No endorsement implied.
So my country truly is never coming back, huh?
Yeah. And actually, that was legislation. Reagan didn't just do an Obama amnesty that Obama did. Remember, right. He did that multiple amnesties?
Yeah.
Reagan's was passed by Congress.
What a mess. My country is gone. Happy White History Month. White Americans, you're under attack. You're under genocide. And as a result of not standing up, you're losing your country. And it's going to get worse. If you doubt me, just exactly what's happening in Europe is happening here now. Exactly what happened in South Africa. It's happening here now. You are putting your enemy in charge of your government. It's like letting them move into your home and run your home for you. Take over the house. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it happened right in front of your face. They're not even hiding it. It's not like you're waking up one morning and all our people running the country, they're doing it while you're wide awake, at least physically. Because if you were awake, truly, it would not be happening. And they have the races fighting one another. Black people and white people fighting. They want you fighting. They want you afraid. And while you're fighting one another, they're getting in and taking over. And all Americans will suffer for it. They're going to suffer for it. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
What a mess. Do you have courage? How much courage do you have to overcome depression, stress, and worry, and fear? Super, super.
By the way, before I get to the super chats, there's tons. I'm asking the Google, the AI, about Reagan regretting the amnesty thing. And he didn't so much necessarily regret giving amnesty, but he was mad that they didn't hold up their enforcement end of the deal. Enforcement and border security.
The Democrats didn't.
Right, or Congress didn't in general. They backed down on enforcement. So they've, anyway.
How do you know that AI is liberal?
Because it's references. I've talked with it. I can tell by how it talks. And by talking, I'm like typing and it's typing back mostly.
Oh, okay? I thought and you were like talking to it.
No, I don't do the verbal. I mean, I may do the verbal, but it doesn't. I do not like AI's voice. I've seen it. I've listened to it on Instagram. And AI sounds like a liberal. All overly nice and positive, makes you want to like spit.
Who made AI? Who created it?
Liberals.
I mean, like who? Do we know their names or anything?
Well, we know the OpenAI guy, Sam Altman, liberal, and then we know Elon Musk is pretty liberal, despite that he's for America now. He's a pro-America, he's kind of a liberal. And then there are others, like Google is extreme left liberal.
Oh, so those people.
And Meta is very liberal, too. Meta has an AI.
So all those people have something to do with making up AI?
Yeah, all those different
people. They all
people.
Work together or AI?
No, they each have their own.
They all have their own AI thing?
Well, some of them may be using each other's. I don't know. But, yep.
Does the Tesla guy, does he know that AI is liberal?
He may not think of it as liberal. He may not think of himself as liberal, although I do. You know what I mean? A lot of these, you know, there's a lot of people who've kind of, they call it neocons, former liberals, who are like, oh, these Democrats are insane. Let me join the Republicans. That doesn't mean that they're conservative all of a sudden. It just means that they're not that off the deep end.
Why don't conservative people create things?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I gotta take a break.
So much for these super chats.
I know. We'll do it when I come back. We'll do the super chat and the phone calls. 888-77-CHATS. The hate report is coming. The hate news. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be right back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? Japan's baby crisis. You know how Japan is also a declining population, as I understand it. Info may be false, right? Just like the white population across the world, not making enough babies, right? Well, it's apparently maybe hitting the emperor or imperial line or royal heirs or whatever. They don't have anybody over 60 who's an heir in Japan. And we got right-handedness, according to CNN, okay? Info may be false, okay? This is evolution propaganda. We got right-handedness, those of us who are right-handed, not left-handed, from a worm-like animal 550 million years ago? That's a question mark, okay? Don't get mad. Goldfish are sentient beings. Sentient beings with legal rights per Argentina. There was a sushi shop or something, I don't know. And they had goldfish on display, but it was like they're sitting in the sun. Anyway, did you know that, well, never mind. I was going to say, how about unborn babies? Are they sentient per Argentina? There's a snow shortage in Chile, on the Andes Mountains. And they've had like years-long drought, closing 90% of their slopes. Bad for tourism, which is a moneymaker for them. What a mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. The 14th of July, AD 2026. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Young or old, 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. And you can get on hold to get on air with JLP in this third and final hour coming up, y'all. It is hate news, not fake news. And nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Tomorrow is Punchy TV with Bill in the afternoon. And then the next day is the third Thursday of the month, ladies, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Men's forums are first Thursday. Women's forums third Thursday. The shootings this month by ICE, purportedly, you know, the alleged shootings of those people who got killed in Houston and Maine, they are still being investigated, okay? And Call Me Nonsense Network wants you to know it's a grim callback to the separate shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preti in Minnesota. And both of those were, in my opinion, understandable. And Renee Good, that was almost certainly justified in my mind. Quite justified in my mind. And then Alex Preti, I don't know, I couldn't tell. But who am I anyway? We're all these people trying to judge. Anyway, inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics will release data on consumer prices for June later today. Reading is expected to be down slightly. Prices still pretty high. Experts say inflation isn't going away. 12 states sued to block Paramount's takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery, which is CNN's parent company, kicking off a high-stakes battle that could impede the media merger. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, in my opinion, not a trustworthy man, he said, quote, this merger would snuff out competition, drive up prices, unquote. And I don't, again, I don't trust that guy. South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster, he selected Senator Lindsey Graham's sister, as you heard last hour, Darlene Graham Nordone, to finish his Senate term after he died suddenly over the weekend. You know, he had that, I don't know if it's you would call it a heart attack, but it was brutal. It messed him up. It's the type of thing that'll kill you quickly. Over the weekend, Darlene Graham Nordone, 62, has not previously held elected office, but she has a long history of so-called public service in the state of South Carolina. Lindsey Graham's death will kick off a sprint primary election to replace him in the November ballot. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. And hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week, brand new, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Are you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone as it is happening anywhere in the world. We're on different time zones around the world. So you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to all your super chats as well. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
Country and Western Tuesday. Country and Western Tuesday. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. You got to stop fighting, folks. We're losing our country. We are losing America. While you're fighting each other, what a mess, huh? Drop the anger. Don't let anyone tell you that anger is a defense mechanism, that you need it to defend yourself. It's not true. It's literally not true. Anger, resentment, slash resentment, depression, all those things are just words. Real power is in love, not emotional love. It's dispassionate love, all right? So drop it. I want to get to some Super Chat. We had started a Super Chat, but we ran out of time there.
Super Chat!
And then Super. And then I'll take some calls, as many as possible. But it's a mess. It's crazy. It is hell on earth. Super, super.
Mike Young says, hey, Jesse, it's quite sad that the Nolan Wells family is so blind and angry. They are too stupid to realize that they are being used by race hustlers who only care about money. And once the story dries out, the race hustlers will go find someone else to use for their own personal gain. Wake up, normal blacks that's left in the country. Angry face emoji.
I'm not sure if they don't know what they're doing, to be honest. As far as all this stuff is going on, because the same or similar incident that happened over in Texas, and you don't have anything to do, you don't hear anything about it, barely. So I'm just not sure, Mike, because something is going on in Mississippi, and these blacks don't like it. They don't want Mississippi to be in my cookie letter. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Bree K. Heart and thanks hands.
Thank you, Bree K. Amazing.
Nikki, for White History Month, I'd like to shout out Friedrich Nietzsche, or Nietzsche, if you prefer, Nietzsche. He is an incredible philosopher. At 13, I became fascinated by him and the way he thought. He questioned conventional thinking and morality. The way truth and poetry overlap in his writing is so beautiful. Rest in peace. Rose emoji from Nikki.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
White History Moment. I appreciate it. Thank you.
She says, him and Einstein, it should be he and Einstein, were my dream team. Shout out, White Hand doing a I love you emoji or devil horns emoji. Don't do devil horns, kids.
Amazing.
Rock and roll
Thank
emoji.
You.
Let's do rock Amazing. And roll hands emoji. That's better. Nikki, making me nervous.
Amazing.
Half Black Tony says, shout out, Punchy. He blacked in a mug.
Black on the outside, white on the inside. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin, what is the one word defining politics and the scientific method? No JLP and Lord Goodhair. Incorrect.
What?
He was pausing for you to answer, but
oh,
what's the one word defining politics in the scientific method, quote unquote?
Amazing, thank you.
And he says no JLP and Lord Goodhair. Incorrect. Yes, Sparkle Blouse. It is control. The same nature as Mama. Mama said knock you down.
Mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Amazing, thank you.
He predicted Anchor Baby would get it right.
Okay.
Lin Yen Chin says, courage is the ability to accept one's fear and act regardless of what the fear compels. Inner peace transcends courage as it bypasses insecurity and fear. Lord Goodhair knows men do not need it. Only Mama does.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. Lin Yen Chin, the mustard seed refers to the size of the moment in which you let go of Mama in favor of obeying the Father, also known as Yahweh. It is let go and let God. Tell JLP Sapkaru de Truth, Lord. In Sapkaru de Truth, Lord Goodhair. Courage is Mama, says Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing. Courage is the ability to overcome your thoughts, to just live in the darkness and do nothing about it. And let the light come and save you from it. A little bit of light, if you had the courage to let it happen, it'd be amazing. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Half Black Tony, I would have jumped over that bison.
I bet. We show a man being attacked by a bison early in the beginning of the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Half Black Tony, Lin Yen Chin, so sick of the noises of the mouth breather news anchors in your clips, such as the clip about the bison. Every vowel becomes i.e. immediately, for immediately mess.
I've noticed a lot of people, they do start out,
yeah.
In a conversation with that.
And even put the Anyway, he says, mouth breathers, do not abuse children. Enunciate. Is it enunciate or is it enunciate?
Amazing.
Thanks, Lin Yen Chin. Aries 1 gifted the can twice on pilled.net, as did Games for Rec, who gifted the cookie on pilled.net. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Eli 9A, how stupid. He's been a member for 4 months on JLP YouTube.
Thank you, Eli. Amazing.
Eli asks, how stupid do you have to be to use a tree to protect yourself from a bison, but then you get away from the tree that is protecting you?
But the bison ran through the woods, I mean, between the tree and the...
Yeah, maybe he should have kind of gone to the other side of the tree once the bison got to that side of the tree.
Amazing. I got to stop there. I want to get into some calls here.
We'll read the rest of your Super Chats later, y'all. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. I do appreciate it. Breaking news. Breaking news is happening right now. Breaking news. And a major police shift. Policy shift. Not police. My bad. And a major policy shift. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents are being instructed to end most vehicle stops nationwide effectively immediately. That's from Fox News. So they want to stop the vehicle ice chasing thing.
Yes. That makes sense.
Why?
Because these shootings are too hairy, and they make for a lot of communist propaganda that we're experiencing with the Houston and Maine stuff.
But how are we going to get them when they run?
Most, okay? According to multiple federal sources, ICE agents, according to Fox News, right, will cease making traffic stops, which have played a significant role in the agency's operations till now. A federal source told Fox News that ICE will continue conducting vehicle stops only for those considered to be the most egregious targets with serious or violent criminal histories.
What a mess.
I know that you and I want to be, well, you, all you tough, hard people want to be all merciless, but we have a propaganda war that we don't want to be losing. And you know how Israel is losing the propaganda war because everybody thinks they're genociding?
Yeah.
Well, same thing with ICE. ICE may be losing the propaganda war because these shootings, while perhaps justified and quite understandable to reasonable people like you, all of you guys and me, it's fooling even almost Priscilla from Houston. She called it murder, remember? On buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. And she's one of the good ones. So you want to cater a little bit to the women and the faint of heart.
What a mess.
Even though you do want to be tough.
And God said that
every
time you listen to the woman, you suffer.
Well, maybe we're just going to lose our country for the sake of the propaganda.
You're going to lose it. We're losing about it. Yeah. Let me go to Vaughn out of Dallas, Texas. Vaughn, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, Vaughn. Are you a first-time caller?
No, this will be maybe my second time calling.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of dealing with something at the moment.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to be a father to my child, but her mother is being combative. How would I deal with that?
How old is your child?
She's 7.
And are you married to this woman or out of wedlock?
I'm not married to her.
Oh, okay.
So I guess you would say that's out of wedlock.
And when you say combative, what do you mean?
Well, when I tried to tell my daughter something, her mom seems to interfere and answer for her, for my daughter.
Oh, when you're communicating with your daughter?
Yeah, when I'm communicating with my daughter, her mother seems to speak when I'm just talking to my daughter.
And are you guys living together?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you live with your girlfriend. This is a woman, your girlfriend. You have a baby. Y'all live together.
Yes.
And so what do you do when she does that?
I honestly correct her. I correct her. I say, hey, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my daughter. But then it becomes combative, and it gets into an argument where, you know, where I'm like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my daughter. But she seems to continue to want to speak for her, and I don't know how to handle that.
And so, do you deal with her in front of your daughter?
Most of the time, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And so combative mean that she want to, what do you mean by once you do it, she combative, she start yelling or something, want to argue or what?
Yeah, she like raises her voice and starts to like say, I almost feel like she tries to put words in my daughter's mouth. Like, I feel like she tries to put words in my daughter's mouth.
By telling her what to say and how to respond?
Yeah, she's like, well, we'll have an argument and then when I'm saying something to my daughter, right?
Yeah.
And then when I say, you know, hey, Buggy, this is what I call her.
Boogie?
Buggy.
Buggy.
Buggy. I call my daughter Buggy. she's a bugaboo. She's like a little bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I call her Buggy, you know. So when I'm like, hey, Buggy, you know, what's wrong? Her mom tends to, like, speak for her,
yeah.
You know.
Does
and
she,
then when I...
When you what?
Well, when I'm like, hey, Buggy, you know, something, when I right. address my daughter, right,
yeah.
her mom tends to
I
speak, and then I go, and then I say, I'm not talking to you, though. And
right.
then, like, she gets, and then her mother gets so combative, and it, like, it puts me in a rock and a hard place, because I'm not talking to her mother. I'm talking to my daughter, but her mother is responding to the things that I'm talking to my daughter. Like, how as a man do I control like my emotions to like make sure that I'm still talking to my child?
I got you. So do you argue with her?
With who?
Your daughter's mother.
I wouldn't say that we argue, but I do say that we have disagreements.
Oh, okay. So let me ask, why does she obey you?
Absolutely not.
So why are you with a woman that's not obeying you? It's going to only get worse. It's not going to get better. Why are you with her and making babies with her?
Well, that's a good question, Jesse. And to be honest with you, I didn't want to have a baby with her, but she lied about certain things that brought the child upon us.
But you had to participate in it.
No, and you're right. I did. And I thought that I was being a man, and I thought that I was being responsible, telling the woman, hey, if we are having sex, then you need to be on some sort of...
Oh, I got you.
You get what I'm saying?
I got you now. Why are you with a woman that you already know is not obeying you, she's not going to obey you, it's going to get worse, and now you have a child in the middle, which is going to make it even worse, because you're going to try to hold on to her to try to hold on to your child. Why are you doing it that way? Why are you still with her?
Because society says that I should be a man. And society says
that... Behind that being a man, being with a woman that won't obey you, what's manly about that?
I don't think there's anything manly about it.
So why are you... You knew this even before you made the baby. I'm still trying to understand why are you staying with her knowing how she is, based on what you're saying, knowing how she is already, she's not going to obey you. Why are you still with her?
That's a good question, Jesse. And the only only answer that I have is because, like, as a father, I want to instill myself into my child's life.
But that's like, not going to happen if she's already turning the child against you already, based on what you're saying. She interfered with your communication with your own child and she fights you on it. So because she doesn't obey you, that's not going to work. It's going to only get worse. Are you thinking things are going to get better?
Yes, I am.
What is it about the relationship that makes you think it's going to get better? It has only gotten worse since you've been with her. It's not gotten better at all. What is it about it that makes you think it's going to get better?
That is a really good question. And I have not thought about that, Jesse. But as I think about it now, I think when I think about it, I feel like if I'm doing the right things and if I'm doing good, then I want to be able to lead her.
How are you going to lead that a woman that's not going to obey you already?
No, that's another. So am I wrong, Jesse? Because I want to lead her.
How are you going to lead her? She's already not. She has no respect for you already.
No, you're right.
So how do you think you're going to lead her?
Wow, that's a really good question. You're right. You're right. Hold on, wait. Let me think.
What? No.
Could you ask me the question again?
She's not obeying you. She's never obeyed you. You even with the baby thing, it sounded like you didn't even want the baby. You told her to make sure she protect herself, and you protect yourself. And you thought, wow, you got a baby you didn't even want. And now you got the baby. You got to fight with her about the baby. Why are you thinking that this is going to, I mean, you're going to be able to lead her. You say you're going to lead her. How are you going to lead her? You're not even leading your own life.
And that's why you are Jesse, man. Dang, that's a super good question. And I don't have an answer for that, honestly. I don't have an answer. When I think about it, though, Jesse, I put myself in the situation of where, well, because I never grew up with a father. So I think that is what's putting me in this predicament because I never grew up with the father. And because I'm in the situation that I am right now.
But you were in the situation before you even made the baby. And now the baby is just an excuse you're using to stay in the situation. And it's only going to get worse. Because if you all stay together, she's just going to turn your child against you, which is going to be more problem for you.
So could I ask you a question, Jesse?
Yes.
Is it wrong for me trying to be something that I never had?
What do you mean?
Meaning that, is it wrong for me trying to be a father because that's something that I never had?
Right.
And now I'm in the predicament that I'm in, right, with a woman who's has my child, and I want to be the father that I never had. Is that something that I'm doing wrong?
Absolutely. Because you can't be anything. You're never going to be the father you never had. You're not your father. And because of that, you're in a bad situation. Now you say, I'm going to be the father. But you don't even know how to be the father. You got a woman that's not going to obey you, not going to follow you, not going to listen to you. How are you going to be a father? You're not even controlling your own life. How are you going to be a father? All you've done is done what your father did, create a baby that's going to suffer. Because this thing is not going to work. It's not working now. It's never going to work. How are you going to be a father? And then now you're going to have to pay her money. And if you guys do break up, you got to give her money. You just dug a deeper hole for yourself. Mm. And then you're going to be trying to see the baby. She's going to prevent that from happening. Mm. Why are you still consulting with the devil? You know that all thoughts are all lies all the time, but you keep going back to the devil. You get into one situation because of evil thoughts are lies. And then you see that situation not going to work out. You go right back to your imagination and seek consultation from the devil again, and he give you more advice, and all he's doing is digging a deeper hole for you because you keep consulting with the devil. Now the devil's telling you, oh, you got to be a better father than your father. You never had a father, so you got to be better. That's a lie.
It is a lie. You're right. So another question, Jesse, if I may ask.
Yes.
So as a son who grew up with his father, who grew up without a father.
Right.
And now has children.
How many you have?
I have two, actually.
Really? By two different women?
Yes, sir.
What the?
Hey, Jesse, chill on me, bro. But let me mind you, though, Jesse, my first child was a boy, so
at least you got a little alpha male.
Hey, I'm an alpha male, right? So real men make real boys first. Yes, sir. So I agree with you on that. And my son graduated high school early. He graduated high school early, you know what I'm saying? And what? And the crazy thing about it, just go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your point because of time.
Because of time, my first son graduated high school early, and it made his mother mad. And I don't understand that. My son, it was strange to me. My son did what he needed to do to graduate school, and he graduated school early, and it made his mother upset. So that is something so confusing to me, Jesse. Could you help me out with that a little bit?
If that's true, I don't know the other woman, so I don't know. But women, because of their emotions, they can't make right decisions at all. They live with the devil through thoughts and emotion. So never going to go with what is right until they're ready to overcome thoughts and emotion. You have a relationship with your son?
Yes.
So the other woman doesn't try to keep you away from him?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for a point of time, she did, but no, she doesn't keep me away from my son.
Oh, okay. So have you forgiven your father for not being there for you?
That's kind of hard, Jesse, because my father died when I was super young.
Oh, okay.
So I've heard you say that to forgive your father.
But just realize that whatever happened, he loved you. He just didn't know how to overcome. He had the same problem you're having. Have you forgiven your mother?
That's true. Yes, I have forgiven my mother.
You went to her?
Yes, I went. I went to her.
Hold on 1 minute, Vaughn. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, folks, we're going to move as many calls as possible. The treasure chest is now, what? Stretch off on pews.net. He's talking to me in my ear. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Remember to like these videos, like the video, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that good stuff, all right? The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, the Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, and James Hake is on fire. After the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, energy given to him by God. Amazing energy. You don't want to miss it. And then we just mailed out a batch of brand new newsletters. We send them out about 3 times a year. You definitely want a copy of it. For a free copy, go and sign up at RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe. RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe. Subscribe. And no cost to you. And last but not least, the Women's Forum this Thursday, the July 17th at 7 p.m. RebuildingTheMan.com/event for more information. All right? Let me go quickly back to the phones here. Vaughn out of Dallas. Vaughn, you got, I recommend, oh, let me ask, then I make my recommendation, is that do you argue with this woman at all?
Yes, sir. We do have argument.
Why do you argue with her?
That's a good question. I'm not totally understand why we have arguments.
But why do you argue with her?
Because I want to show her the way. So could I ask you a question?
That's just saying you can't show her the way. You don't know the way yourself yet. You argue ooh, with her.
Okay, so I got two questions, Jesse.
Why do you want to show her the way?
Okay, because as a man, am I not supposed to lead my woman?
Why do you want to show her the way? And I will respond to that question too, but why do you want to show her the way?
Because I feel like as a man, I need a lead.
And what is the way?
I feel like the way should be what I do and how I do and how she should do and the way that she does.
What is the way?
The way, righteousness.
And what is righteousness?
Righteousness means that righteous is the right way.
And what is the right way?
The right way is to not have any arguments, to not fight.
But how are you going to show her the right way if you're arguing with her and fighting with her?
Yeah. That's tough.
What's tough?
The fact that I want to show her that way, and you're right that it's just an argument, and we do fight and argue about it.
And what gives you the right to want to show anyone the right way when they don't even want it? Why do you even want that for her?
I want to say because I have kids with her.
How many children you have with her?
It would be two.
Yeah, two children.
Yeah. Well, I have a seven-year-old with her right now, and she's currently pregnant.
What? I thought you said you had a six-year-old.
Yes, I do. She's seven. I do have a seven-year-old with this woman.
And you made another baby with her?
Oh, Jesse, don't do me like this.
Like what?
Oh, my God. You're making me face the facts. But, yes, sir, I do. And this is why I'm giving you a call right now, because I want to do the right thing, right?
But you're not even married to her, right?
No, I'm not married to her.
And yet you're making babies with her. You live with her. You're making babies with her. You're fighting with her. You have another son, a son by someone else. Why you keep doing the same thing over and over again?
And to be honest with you, Jesse, I feel like deep down in my heart, my soul, I feel like it's because I want to be something that I never had. Is that wrong?
Yeah. You shouldn't want for anything, because when you want for it, this is what happens. You're going to always get the wrong thing. But if you want it for nothing, not even, you shouldn't be wanting this woman to be right. Because if you want it, then you're going to try to make it right, and all you're going to do is fight. You can't. We don't have a right to want anyone to be right, whatever we think right is. God doesn't impose that on anyone. Because they have the life that they want. Whatever their life is, their misery and whatever, that's what they want. And by you wanting it for her, well, you don't even have it yourself, because if you had it, you wouldn't be wanting it for her. You wouldn't be trying to make her be anything she doesn't want to do, or do anything she doesn't want to do. Or you wouldn't try to make up for not having a father. That's ridiculous. You're supposed to give your father, forgive him for not being there. Not try to be like him and make up for anything. You can't make up for anything.
Yeah, and then I think that makes 100% sense to me, Jesse, because I look at her lifestyle and I'm like, she has a father and she has a mother, but they're not together. You know what I'm saying? So I question myself, like, why wasn't your father strong enough to be with your mother? But I'm wrong for doing that, right?
Right. And you're just like her father. You're weak. So you're living with your mama, and she's living with her father, and you guys are fighting in the same way that they have done. And you're making babies, bringing them into hell as well. I recommend, because of time, I got to run, but I recommend you start doing the silent prayer. You start watching those thoughts so you can stop listening to them, and then you will see the right way to go in this situation. You will see your way out of it in the right way.
And can I ask you a question real quick, Jesse?
Yes.
So when you say the silent prayer and I'm listening to the thoughts,
right?
I know you say not to react to them or not to move towards them.
Right.
What is the best thing to do when those thoughts come in?
Nothing but be aware of them. Let them come and go. Don't run away from them. Don't deny that it's there. Just be aware of them. Live with it. Sleep with it. Walk with it. Get up and drive with it, but do nothing about it so the spirit of truth can take the darkness away.
And one more question, Jesse.
Yeah.
But a man in my predicament, if he really wants to be with a woman, then what what does he have to do to show the woman that I'm the one that she needs to be with?
But you're not supposed to show a woman that, or anyone that.
Okay.
You're not supposed to be even wanting to be with a woman. You should want what's right, return to the Father, to God, and love mm-hmm. him with all your heart, soul, and might. Love your neighbor as yourself. Don't hate anyone. And the light will show you what you should have. It will give you exactly what you should have in life, and it will be mm-hmm. perfect.
And what I consider myself like a God's son.
Because you made the woman your God, and you're not going to be a leader because that's what you were wanting. You didn't want God, you want the woman. And you made her your God.
Right. So if I follow that, should I be able to consider myself as like a godson?
Don't consider yourself as anything. You got to lose all identities, all thoughts, all identities about anything.
Okay.
And then you will be a son of God.
Mm.
And so I would recommend you stop arguing with this woman and don't fight with her at all, because you're keeping hell alive in her as well. And stop trying to be a man, and stop trying to be anything. Lose all identity so you can be who you were created to be.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But having thoughts and identities are the things that are keeping you away from God.
I understand.
So stay with the silent. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, and it gets tough, Jesse. I'm not gonna lie to you. The silent prayer, when you in silence, the devil does speak to you.
Absolutely.
So much, you know. So it is really hard.
You need to see it, and you will know that it's not you, and do nothing about it, and you'll overcome it. They'll be taken away from you. And the devil will have to leave you and make a home somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
So stop arguing with that woman for now. Don't argue anymore. And if she does get interfere with you showing your daughter the right way, just tell her to be quiet. This is my daughter. Be quiet. But don't argue with her.
It's easier said than done. Yeah, I got you. Yes, I definitely try to do that.
All right, let me know how it goes.
I will. I'm going to call you next time, Jesse, again. I appreciate you. I've been watching for about 6 years now, and you're amazing. You're the best thing that on this side of heaven, man.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. I love you.
Love you too, buddy. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to Washington State and talk to Jay. Jay, you are on the air.
Hey, oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I forgave my parents. I was able to start a business and get control of my anger problem, and my business is going great. But now I'm just a single guy. I'm 35, and, you know, I work 6 days a week, and then it gets pretty lonely. On my day off, I feel like I kind of have no social life, so I go out to the bar, party with my friends, and kind of overindulge, if you will, and take things a little bit too far and then end up regretting it. But so that's one of my problems. And then my other problem is with women. I date them, and I take things way too fast, and then the attraction, it tends to die.
And your question is what?
I guess just what should I do? Because I want like a long-term girlfriend, or maybe even a wife, although marriage scares me a lot, because in the divorce you can lose a lot of money. And both my parents have been divorced like 4 times. So
do you have what does loneliness feel like?
Boredom.
And do you want to overcome loneliness?
Yeah.
Get rid of the thought. Loneliness is just a thought. It's not even real. If you let the thought pass, you would never know loneliness. Do you have enough courage to let the thoughts pass?
I feel like the thoughts pass, but I feel like I have addictions, though.
Addictions?
Those are
just thoughts as well. You believe them, and when you believe them, you get the feelings, and you carry it out. But if you let the ideas, you let the thoughts go, then the addictions will disappear as well. They're all just thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Well, how would God help you? The light help you if you don't stay with the light? How will it help you?
Oh, I didn't know the silent prayer means staying with the light.
Yeah. When you're silent, then the truth catches up with you and you walk in that light, these idea about loneliness and addictions and all that will be taken away from you because they are just thoughts only. Without those thoughts, you cannot have those feelings.
Okay. And then
that makes sense?
Well, what makes sense is that you want me to do the silent prayer, so I will try to get back. I will make a serious attempt. I will try. I will do it. I will get back on that path.
Do you see that at all, that all you're having are a bunch of thoughts and you're doing what they're telling you to do?
Yeah, it's only at night. It's only right before I go to bed. Then I just feel like I can't handle them.
You're still doing what they're telling you because you won't be still and just live with them. You're reacting to them. Because you don't have the help of the light to do it for you, you're trying to make it happen yourself, and you're just making it worse.
Definitely.
So you got to stop cooperating with those thoughts. They're lying to you.
Definitely they are.
So I recommend you go and start doing the silent prayer morning and night, and during the day, whenever you're caught up in your head about it, addictions or whatever, just realize you're in a thought. Do nothing about it. Have the courage to do nothing. Live with it. And don't call it you. And I'm telling you, Jay, you'll look around and your life will be perfect.
Well, I can't wait to, it's going to be hard. I know that. But
don't
I
even
will...
know that. Have a way to see. Don't. That's just another thought telling you it's going to be hard. But if you do the light, it won't be hard because the light will work for you.
Well, I hope you're right.
Give it a try. Let me know how it goes.
I will. And can I ask you a question about women,
yes,
please, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, so you said with you're supposed to not have sex before wedlock and then get married, right?
Right.
All right, well, I just have very little faith in myself because usually I can't, when I'm in a new relationship, things move fast. Things move really fast, and I feel like there's no way I could last a few years doing that. I can barely last a few months or weeks.
But
I don't have faith. Yeah.
Stay out of the thought. You don't need faith. You need to stay out of those thoughts, and right now you're not doing that, and you're making the woman your god.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because you're going to always suffer if you make anyone or anything your god. It's not going to work out. If you got a woman right now, if you got married right now, you will have nothing but misery, because you got to please your god, and that's not going to work.
And so what should I do?
Do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and stay and watch them and do nothing about them. And the Father will add into your life what you should have, and it'll be perfect. Because you don't know what you want. You're going by thoughts and feelings and what you've been trained and told, which doesn't work for anyone. You got to overcome the darkness of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So be aware of those thoughts, but do nothing about them, and you'll be fine. And stop giving those the women your money. Because they don't want you. They just want your money because they see your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
You have made them your God, and that's why you give them your money. You're having all these problems because you, instead of loving God with all your heart, so the might, the true God, you made the woman your God. I thought you forgave your mother.
I did. I forgave my mother and my father.
And we'll do the silent prayer so you can stop yearning for the woman in that way, but the father, you want to return to God. Otherwise, they're just going to take advantage of you. And you're so weak, they are not attracted to you at all. They'll just see you coming, and they'll take advantage of you, and you'll be all emotional and think that you're in love, and it won't be love. And they would not respect you, all right?
Yeah, all right, and then, but how do I avoid that?
Do the silent prayer and don't do what the thoughts tell you to do at all.
All right,
Should you be looking for what?
A relationship right now, like rushing to try and get into one?
Only look for what's right. Don't look for anything. You're going to always find the wrong thing. You just return to the Father, and you'll be fine. But you got to, don't look for that. That's what's been giving you in trouble anyway. All right? Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, sir, very much.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go to Amy out of Texas. Amy, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Amy.
I had a counseling appointment with you. I think it was last month.
Okay.
So my sister bought the hog head cheese for you for your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I got you.
Yes. And so, I wanted to give you an update after my, our counseling session that, I am back on that medicine and everything is going great. Yay. What else? I forgave myself for what we talked about finally, or let it go. Actually, right. I let it go. And it just opened up so much. I mean, just so much. It's just incredible.
Are you still with the silent prayer?
I am. Okay. That's all I want to do. I just want to spend time with him all the time. That's all I want to do.
Well, don't be so emotional about it. Don't be so emotional about it. You just get up every morning, do the silent prayer during the day. If you find yourself caught up in your head thinking about the past or the future or what you want or don't want, just bring a thought back to you and it will just work for you naturally.
And it has been. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's been incredible. It's just been since I let go and just totally surrendered to him. It's just been just eye opening. It's like, oh my gosh, I've been in my own way this whole entire time.
Absolutely.
This whole time.
Yep.
You know, it's like, wow. And then, one other thing I wanted to mention, you asked, I think it was last month as well, about if Christ has resurrected in you.
Right.
And yes. And my answer, I wasn't able to call or anything like that and give any of that, but I can now. So yes, he has resurrected in me. And how I know that is I can feel the living water in me. It's really awesome, this feeling, this living water flowing through me. That's about as best of a description I can give.
Well, Nick, turn off that camera. You stay with it, and thank you for the update.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Stay with it, Amy.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Super. Super chats.
Tay the Empath. Why the White History Month song in my head? What the?
I mean, why History Month? It's going to be a better celebration. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Tay. Commander Kim, White History Month yesterday, July 13th, 2024. Was his two-year anniversary Donald Trump was shot and wounded in an assassination attempt during an outdoor campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Amazing. Thank you.
Little Lemmy rated the Rumble stream. Thank you, Little Lemmy.
Thank you, Little Lemmy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Always nice. Priscilla from Houston, Jesse. Anchor Baby has the courage to catch you when he thinks you may be falling. That's all I have to say today. Hello.
Nice. That's right. Energy everywhere. Amazing. Thank you.
Two coffees from Jamie. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I would keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son. You're doing just fine.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's a nice country and western song. Daddy Jean or something?
Oh, that's a song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he says, but as soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer on the south sure shines like gold down these old Round Bale River Valley back roads. Cowboy emoji.
Keep it piffy.
Yeah, Jamie. But that was two different.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jamie. Amazing.
Alex from Texas. White history moment, the signing of the Magna Carta, 1215. And also, geez, Jesse, my wife is white and was born on July 4th. We are going to make white babies. MAGA, make America great again.
Making America white again. Thank you. I got to end this.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Kimberly, a first-time call out of Arizona. Eric out of North Carolina and the rest of the caller, I'm out of time. I'm going to move more callers faster. I wanted to get some of those sound bites in there today because the world gone crazy. Kimberly, call me back tomorrow. I know you had a very interesting question. But I am, well, both all y'all call me. I'm just out of time. The Hate Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support, folks. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee.